Welcome to today's deep dive. I'm your host, and if you're balancing school friends and thinking about the future, sure, you already know it's a lot to juggle.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I'm thrilled to be here to lend some expert insight into all of it.
Today we are looking at the My Values module from your textbook.
It's a really brilliant module,
There it
actually.
is. And our mission today is to figure out what makes you tick and how these concepts act as a personal compass, especially during those busy teenage years.
Because it is vital context to have. Like when you are in fifth year or heading into the Leaving Cert, you are just bombarded with decisions and influences.
Yeah, completely.
Having that internal compass is what keeps you grounded when the pressure really hits.
Okay, let's unpack this. We all know values are our core beliefs, but what's rarely discussed is how violently they get tested right now.
Oh, big time. Social pressures peak, and it's incredibly easy to fall into the trap of equating people pleasing with just being a good person.
Right, which brings us to the textbook story of Jamie.
Ah, yes, Jamie. So she was a fifth year student who was a stressed out people pleaser.
Just constantly saying yes to everyone.
Exactly. But she actually unpacks her psychology and realizes her top values are honesty and respect.
Which ultimately means learning that being honest actually is a way of showing respect.
Yeah, you don't just have to say yes to everyone to be a decent person. True respect actually requires boundary setting.
But context matters too, right? Because the textbook brings up the story of James to show how values adapt to different situations.
Well, sure. Yeah, his honesty looks completely different depending on where he is.
Yeah, like admitting he forgot his homework at school.
Or telling his folks the truth about a bad test result.
And then handing a lost wallet into the local Garda station, or owning up to mixing up an order on his work experience.
What's fascinating here is that the core value never actually changes.
Just the application.
Exactly. Applying this exact same value builds trust, safety, and professionalism depending on the setting.
So it's the same honesty, just wearing different hats.
Right. With his teachers and parents, his honesty builds trust. At the Garda station, it creates community safety. At his job, owning a mistake shows real professionalism.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. The textbook moves into the next concept, mapping out your aptitudes, achievements, and interests.
This is crucial because do you actually know the difference between what you are good at and what you enjoy?
Most of us didn't at that age, to be fair.
Right. So the textbook makes a clear distinction. Aptitudes are what you're naturally class at, like problem
The
solving.
stuff that just comes easy.
Yeah. Then achievements are what you've put the hard graft in for, like winning a student enterprise competition.
And interests are what you do for pure enjoyment, like sketching.
Spot on.
And the trap is assuming that just because you have an aptitude for something, it should automatically become your career.
Precisely. You don't have to monetize every interest, and you don't have to base your whole life around one aptitude.
So what does this all mean?
Well, it gives you a strategy.
Yeah, knowing your unique mix of aptitudes, achievements, and interests is the ultimate cheat code for figuring out your future plans and what you want to do after school.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, regularly checking in with your values ensures you stay true to yourself as you grow up and take on new experiences.
It's a compass, but you have to calibrate it.
You do.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to ponder on your own.
A big one, yeah.
If our values are constantly evolving based on our environment, who or what in your life right now is quietly rewriting your personal compass without you even noticing?